AMD Ryzen motherboards explained, the crucial differences in every AM4 chipset, by Brad Chaikos on July 31st in PC World. Don't buy an AM4 motherboard for your AMD Ryzen processor until you read this. For AMD's disruptive Ryzen processors, selecting the correct motherboard is both easier and more crucial than ever. First, the good news. AMD's doing away with the frightful hodgepodge of motherboard platforms to unite around the AM4 socket with Ryzen CPUs, Radeon-bolstered APUs, and all other chips released in the foreseeable future, including the second-gen Ryzen processors. Huzzah! But there are a wide variety of chipsets available for AM4 motherboards, and each unlocks different capabilities in your PC, from USB support to overclocking to how many graphics cards you can install. Should you buy an X470, X370, B450, B350, or A320 motherboard? Where do the small form factor X300 and A300 options fit in? Let's examine what each AM4 chipset offers so you can make the right decision when you buy a motherboard for your Ryzen processor. Ryzen, more than just a processor. Ryzen and AMD's Bristol Ridge APUs actually resemble a system-on-a-chip design more than a traditional CPU. AMD's processors integrate support for many interfaces on-chip, including SATA, USB, NVMe, and PCIe. The different AM4 motherboard chipsets build additional capabilities on top of that. Here's a breakdown describing the various features and technology available in X470, X370, B350, and B320 motherboards. We'll talk about the X300 and A300 chipsets for small form factor motherboards later in this article. The new B450 chipset. It's functional, identical to the B350 specifications below, but adds support for AMD's storage-boosting StoreMI technology. One thing to note, all of the standard motherboard options include support for two SATA Express ports and, well, SATA Express never really got off the ground, but those lanes can easily be repurposed by motherboard makers for other uses, such as traditional SATA 3 ports or M.2 slots for NVMe SSDs. So its inclusion isn't worthless by any means. Here's the plain English breakdown of what each motherboard offers beyond what's available in the Ryzen chip itself, starting with the entry-level boards and working up from there. A320 motherboards. These are your basic, no-frills AM4 motherboards intended for budget systems and presumably affordable big-box PCs from the likes of Dell and HP. These motherboards support a single 10 gigabits per second USB 3.1 Gen 2 port, a pair of 5 gigabits per second USB 3.1 Gen 2 port, a pair of 5 gigabytes per second USB 3.1 Gen 1 ports, augmented by 4 USB 3.1 Gen 1 ports, baked into Ryzen itself, and up to 6 USB 2.0 connections. The A320 chipset also supports a pair of SATA 3 and SATA Express connections, along with up to 4 PCIe Gen 2 lanes for additional PCIe devices such as M.2 SSDs, third-party networking cards, and sound cards. Crucially, while every Ryzen processor can be overclocked, the A320 motherboards do not support overclocking. So if you want to squeeze more oomph out of your CPU, look elsewhere. The A320 motherboards options available include Gigabyte's GA-A320M-HD2, $70 on Amazon, and the MSI A320M Gaming Pro, $70 on Amazon. You can find ultra-budget boards starting around $50. B350 and B450 motherboards. This is definitely the sweet spot for PC gamers who stick to the traditional single GPU setups. CPU overclocking is unlocked on B350 motherboards, and compared to the bare-bones A320 motherboards, this chipset packs in support for an additional 10 GB per second USB 3.1 port, as well as two more PCIe lanes for cutting-edge SSDs like the ludicrously fast Samsung 960 Pro. The kicker here is that multi-GPU setups are not supported by the B350. I've seen reports of specific B350 models allowing AMD Crossfire multi-GPU configurations, but that is not something you should count on. Here's what AMD has to say about it. Only AMD's X370 and X300 chipsets, and now X470, editor, supports two PCIe 3.0 X8 graphics card slots with direct access to the processor. If multi-GPU setups are used on other socket AM4 chipsets, they will not have the same PCIe 3.0 bandwidth, and those configurations are not officially supported. You'll find a wide variety of B350 motherboards available, including well-regarded models like the MSI Tomahawk B350, $95 on Amazon, the Asus Prime B350 Plus, $80 on Amazon, and the Gigabyte GA-AB350 Gaming 3, $110 on Amazon, the latter of which starred in PC World's budget Ryzen gaming build. The wave of B450 motherboards, launched with second-generation Ryzen chips, largely offer the same capabilities and specifications as B350, but with two minor additions. Support for AMD's micro-tiering Store MI technology lets you combine multiple storage sources into a larger virtual drive and can be used to speed up hard drives with the help of an SSD. We explain Store MI in more depth in the X470 motherboard section. B450 boards like the Asus ROG Strix B450-F Gaming, $130 on Newegg, also idle more efficiently than their B350 siblings. If neither of these extra features sound appealing, opting for the B350 motherboard rather than the B450 motherboard could save you some cash, and you get largely the same functionality. X370 motherboards. Here's where the lofty 1% of gamers will want to aim, unless you're enticed by the X470's nifty extras. Compared to B350 motherboards, the X370 platform adds four more 5 gigabits per second USB Gen 1 ports, twice as many SATA 3 connections, and two more PCIe lanes, and crucially, as detailed above, dual PCIe 3.0 X8 slots able to support Crossfire and SLI multi-GPU setups. They also tend to have more power phases and beefier hardware in general to improve overclocking endeavors, though details vary depending on the specific board. Yes, the X370 chipset is loaded to let enthusiasts fully kit out swanky systems. Bonus, high-end motherboards tend to receive BIOS updates much faster than cheaper ones, a crucial advantage to improving Ryzen performance as AM4 matures as a platform. Responsive BIOS updates are also a much-desired feature in the wake of the Meltdown and Spectre CPU exploits. These premium boards command premium prices, with a basic board like MSI's X370 Gaming Plus costing $130 on Amazon. The $190 Gigabyte Aorus GA AX370 Gaming 5 has been a rock-solid bet for our Ryzen system, even though the platform's early days, while fully loaded flagship boards like the Asus ROG Crosshair 6 Hero and the ASRock Vitality X350 Pro Gaming sell for $270. X470 motherboards. AMD and its partners released new X470 boards alongside second-generation Ryzen processors in April of 2018. They're mostly identical to the X370 motherboards, but with some minor additions. Support for higher memory speeds was iffy in Ryzen's early days, but a steady flow of BIOS revisions steadied things up in the months after the AM4 platform launched. X470 builds atop that foundation to support memory speeds up to 2,933 MHz, depending on the configuration. First-gen boards, including X370 models, top out at 2,667 MHz, although you can overclock memory to higher speeds. AMD says X470 motherboards are also better tuned to handle second-generation Ryzen's higher clock speeds, theoretically resulting in a potential performance boost. Don't expect miracles, though. X470's biggest highlight is support for AMD's StoreMI technology, a capability shared with B450 motherboards. StoreMI lets you pair a pokey yet spacious mechanical hard drive with an SSD or up to 2 GB of RAM. The technology combines the two storage pools into one single virtual disk, then ensures your most used applications and files sit on the speediest hardware. Unlike some RAID programs or Intel's rival Optane memory solution, however, StoreMI can be created or dissolved at will without the need to reinstall Windows, reformat drives, or take any other intrusive steps. Owners of X370 or B350 motherboards, but not A320, can get StoreMI's functionality by purchasing Immatis' Fuse Drive for Ryzen, a program that costs $20 or $60, depending on the capabilities desired. You'll need Windows 10, though. There's no real reason to upgrade to X470 if you already own an X370 motherboard. You might consider X470 if you're building a new premium PC, though. As with X370 boards, souped-up X470 hardware isn't cheap. The cheapest one we've seen is the Gigabyte X470 Aorus Ultra Gaming, which costs $140 on Amazon. The $180 Gigabyte Aorus Gaming 5 Wi-Fi is the X470 version of our preferred X370 motherboard, while ultra-high-end models like the Asus ROG Crosshair 6 Hero and ASRock X470 Taki Ultimate max out at $300. Check out Newegg's X470 motherboard listings for even more options. Small form factor boards. The AM4 socket also includes a pair of chipsets dedicated to mini ITX small form factor PCs, X300 and A300/B300. These SFF chipsets don't add any extra functionality on their own, relying instead on the capabilities integrated into Ryzen chips themselves. The major difference between X300 and a B300? The X series focuses on gamers and enthusiasts with dual PCIe 3.0 slots and the ability to overclock your Ryzen processor. But we haven't seen many motherboards based on these dedicated 300 series chipsets Ryzen's launch. There are some mini ITX Ryzen motherboards available, but they rely on cut-down versions of the traditional AM4 chipsets. The ASRock AB350 Gaming ITX/ACAND Gigabyte GA-AB350N Gaming Wi-Fi utilize B350. The BioStar X370 GTN and ASRock Vitality X370 Gaming-ITX/AC are powered by the higher-end X370 chipset, which the ASRock Strix X470 Gaming and ASRock X470 Gaming ITX upgrade to X470's benefits. Pay attention to the hardware configurations, though. These mini ITX boards offer a reduced number of RAM and PCIe slots, among other tweaks. Final considerations? You still want to do your homework if you're looking for specific features in your Ryzen PC, such as native Wi-Fi. AMD designed the platform for flexibility, and motherboards based on the same chipset may include slightly different configurations, not to mention the usual grab bag of extra features, such as RGB lighting, fancy audio, and one-button overclocking, tied to individual brands like Gigabyte, Asus, etc. If you plan on picking up a Ryzen APU and using its integrated graphics, you'll want to pick up a motherboard that includes video outputs like HDMI or DisplayPort. And if you plan to pair a newer Ryzen APU or second-gen Ryzen chip with anything but an X470 or B450 board, you might need to update your motherboard's BIOS before you're able to use your PC, depending on what firmware your board shipped with. Fortunately, AMD now offers boot kits that loan you an old dual-core chip that can get your system up and running. If you wind up needing to do so, PC World's guide on how to upgrade your motherboard BIOS can walk you through the process. But now that you know the basics of what each AM4 chipset offers, you can quickly narrow down your search for the perfect Ryzen motherboard for you. No matter which motherboard you choose, it should last you a nice long time. Unlike Intel, which tends to change chipsets every other CPU generation, AMD's planning to support the AM4 platform through 2020 at the very least.